When Donald Trump rode down that golden escalator in 2015, a small intelligence firm called Fusion GPS was about to embark on an investigation that would shake American democracy to its core. Founded by former Wall Street Journal reporters Glenn Simpson and Peter Fritsch, Fusion wasn't your typical political research outfit. They specialized in deep, methodical investigations, building comprehensive archives, reviewing thousands of court documents, and assembling networks of specialized experts. This journalistic approach made Trump the perfect subject, given his decades of controversial business dealings and litigation history. What began as routine opposition research would eventually uncover one of the greatest political scandals in American history, earning the book Crime and Progress a spot on Barack Obama's summer reading list and becoming required reading in journalism schools nationwide. The initial findings were troubling enough. Trump's financial disclosures showed questionable valuations. His Trump University operation was clearly fraudulent. His real estate projects followed a suspicious pattern, initial fanfare followed by failure, after which he'd claim he was merely licensing his name. But most concerning were Trump's extensive connections to organized crime figures, at least 25 individuals and companies with documented mob ties. He had even written a letter seeking leniency for convicted narcotics trafficker Joseph Weichselbaum, then implausibly claimed to casino regulators he couldn't remember writing it. The hypocrisy was stunning, too. Despite his anti-immigrant rhetoric, Trump's business empire relied extensively on undocumented workers, with his signature Trump Tower built by an illegal Polish brigade of some 200 non-union workers who slept on site. By early 2016, the research shifted to Trump's Russian connections. The pattern was striking. Trump had traveled to Moscow in 1987 and returned with sudden anti-NATO views. He'd boasted to a Russian publication that Russians were his favorite customers because they always paid in cash. Most suspiciously, Trump had sold a Palm Beach mansion to Russian billionaire Dmitry Rybolovlev for $95 million in 2008. More than double what Trump paid just 3 years earlier and well above market value, rescuing Trump from financial trouble at a critical moment. When Paul Manafort joined the campaign in March 2016, alarm bells rang at Fusion. They knew Manafort had spent a decade working for Kremlin-backed Ukrainian politician Viktor Yanukovych and was secretly indebted to Russian oligarch Oleg Deripaska for nearly $19 million. A significant potential leverage point that raised concerns about Russian influence over the campaign. By May 2016, Fusion needed someone who could penetrate the opaque world of Russian intelligence and oligarchs. They turned to Christopher Steele, a Cambridge-educated former MI6 officer who had established Orbis Business Intelligence after retiring from government service. Steele had served in Moscow during the Soviet Union's collapse and developed a deep expertise on Russia. Within weeks, he delivered his first memo containing explosive allegations. Russian regime has been cultivating, supporting, and assisting Trump for at least 5 years, with Putin's endorsement to encourage splits and divisions in the Western alliance. Most shockingly, it claimed Russia had compromising material on Trump, including an alleged incident at Moscow's Ritz-Carlton involving prostitutes. What happened next was unprecedented. Steele felt a duty to inform the FBI about his findings, believing the potential national security emergency created an obligation to act. On July 5, he met with FBI agent Michael Gaeta in London, who was flabbergasted by Steele's findings. Unknown to Steele or Fusion, the FBI was simultaneously receiving information about possible Trump-Russia coordination from Australian diplomat Alexander Downer, who reported that Trump advisor George Papadopoulos had mentioned Russia possessing compromising information on Clinton. As the election approached with no visible FBI action despite Steele's intelligence sharing, the situation grew increasingly alarming. After Trump's shocking victory, Steele and his partner decided Trump's election had profound implications for UK security. They briefed Sir Charles Farr, chairman of Britain's Joint Intelligence Committee, who took the reporting extremely seriously and wrote an executive summary that went to MI5 head Andrew Parker and the wider cabinet. Meanwhile, at the Halifax Security Conference, Senator John McCain learned of Steele's findings and concluded that even a remote risk that the President of the United States might be vulnerable to Russian extortion had to be investigated. On December 9, McCain personally delivered Steele's dossier to FBI Director Comey. The story finally broke publicly on January 10, 2017, when CNN reported that intelligence chiefs had briefed both Obama and Trump on allegations that Russia claimed to have compromising information on Trump. Within an hour, BuzzFeed published Steele's reports virtually unredacted, causing panic at Fusion about the safety of sources. The publication transformed what had been a carefully managed intelligence operation into a political firestorm that would shape American politics for years to come. Trump's response was swift and effective, portraying himself as the victim of a diabolical plot orchestrated by Fusion GPS and intelligence agencies. Unlike Nixon during Watergate, Trump benefited from unwavering support from Fox News and an extensive conservative digital media ecosystem, who amplified claims of a deep state conspiracy. Trump deemed mainstream media the enemy of the American people, while relying heavily on supporters like Sean Hannity and Tucker Carlson to create an upside-down world narrative. Senate Republicans joined the counteroffensive, with Judiciary Chairman Chuck Grassley sending Fusion GPS detailed inquiries and falsely accusing them of working with a former Russian intelligence officer, a transparent attempt to normalize Trump team behavior by suggesting everyone in Washington worked with Russians. The personal attacks were systematic and relentless. Simpson bore the brunt of media criticism from right-wing outlets, with daily attacks questioning his credibility and motives. Eventually, other Fusion partners faced similar attacks, with conservative media coordinating their messaging to paint Fusion GPS as part of a vast left-wing conspiracy. This counter-narrative proved remarkably effective with Trump's base, creating an alternative reality where investigations into Russian interference were recast as politically motivated witch hunts. As Mueller's investigation concluded, the key question raised by Fusion GPS and Christopher Steele remained unanswered: whether the president was under a foreign adversary's influence. Mueller avoided following the money trail through Trump's taxes, debts, or Russian-financed real estate. The dossier's importance, however, wasn't as opposition research, but as an early warning about Russia's attack on Western democracies. Years of investigations have confirmed many allegations in the dossier, while some details remain unverified. Intelligence professionals consider this remarkably accurate. Steele correctly identified the core issue. Putin personally directed Russia's election interference to sow discord and elect Trump. His memos played a crucial role, alerting officials to Russia's efforts and the Trump campaign's receptiveness. What began as corporate research became something more significant, a warning about American democracy's vulnerability. The dossier served as a bonfire, signaling previously unimaginable threats. In an era where truth is contested, Fusion GPS's work reminds us that facts matter. Journalism serves as democracy's immune system, and sometimes the most patriotic act is simply following evidence wherever it leads, even toward the unthinkable.